Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to The Art of Seduction. I hope everyone's having a great week. It's my second day in a row. I'm lucky I remembered to unmute when I did. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well. Hope you're having a great week, and I hope you have a wonderful week to follow. And Pam, hi. This is her 17th show in a row. But, you know, I don't handle it as well as Pam. Just about yourself. It's close. It's close. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What's new with you? Is it still snowing?
You know what? The actual falling snow has stopped, but the stuff that's on the ground is not melting. Or if it is, there's so much of it that it's not really noticeable.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. We had some heavy winds today. Blowing all that snow around, and I feel for people who have to shovel their sidewalks, you know.
Yeah. I totally get that. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And how about you? What's up with you?
You know, not too much, not too much. I had a really, 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 really slow day. My brain was like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. But I got a few, you know, minor tasks accomplished. And, you know, my grandson, he's on spring break, so he was home all day, you know. I actually got him out of his room to sit and watch some TV on the living room television instead of being parked in front of his, you know, computer screen or his TV in his room, which was nice. It was nice to walk by and see him, like, amongst the living.
Yeah.
You know, he's
yes,
he's pretty funny like that.
I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they just love it in those little spaces. So he was out for a while today, so I'm hoping tomorrow will be the same. And, you know, get him reacclimated to real people in the house and, you know, see what he thinks about that. I might not want to
right.
know. But, but yes, yeah, so yeah, it was just a quiet day. The temperature wasn't too bad outside, but it rained. It did rain, and it was like yucky rain. I think it's supposed to rain again tomorrow, too, so. You know, then it's supposed to break
yeah.
up a little bit. Yeah. So,
well,
you know,
that'll be good for the tomato plants or cucumber plants or whatever you grow this year.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
No, I'm still working on that thought. Ugh, you know, gotta get there and grab hold of some. And I'm not real great at growing things from seed. I usually get them to sprout.
Me neither.
They sprout, then they're done. I have to, that's it. It's like, hello, goodbye.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a nice turnout for tonight's contest. I was happy with that. I really
you
was.
You did. Quantity
yeah.
and quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a whole lot of brand new names. People I've never seen their names
good.
Before. Yes. And that always makes me feel good because it's like, okay, you know. So, you know, it's always good to hear and see. So, yeah, I think we'll have some fun tonight. And I have one audio. One audio.
All right.
So
well,
I like it.
One is better than none. And,
yeah, that means you have
maybe
to read everything else.
Well,
oh, just,
you know,
yeah,
let's hope
so.
That, you know, maybe a male voice will call in or even just
yeah.
another female voice so people don't have to just listen to you and I read, but you know, if they have to, they have to. There
honestly,
could be worse things to listen to.
Amen to that. Oh my gosh, yes, yes, yes. I'm sitting here. I'm trying to gather up my prompts from the contest because that's how we're going to start this out tonight. How do you like them apples? Well, I think that's. I think someone else. I think somebody else owns that sentence. Sorry, Rhyme, I didn't mean to swipe it. Every time I say it, I think of him now. And I used to say that all my life, but then when Rhyme said it, I was like, now I feel like I'm stealing it. It's terrible.
Yep, right, you get it.
But it is all good. So what I'm going to do, PM, is I'm
uh-huh.
going to try and put up the poem from the contest and ask you to give it a read. So hopefully,
right.
hopefully I haven't mutilated it, you know, copy it, save it, you know, make it bigger. I'm like, oh God. But yeah, that's how I think we're going to start out tonight. So yeah, this is just one I had saved into my file and I thought, okay, okay. But I think everybody liked the picture better. Don't tell anybody. You know, this is the way it works around here. So, okay, I'm going to put this up, and whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. I want your body pressed up against my heart. I want your hands spreading my thoughts, lingering over the curves of my passions, gripping my hopes, stroking my opinions, and cupping my desires. I want your soul breathing heavily against my collarbones. I want your thoughts nibbling on my ears, your passions pressed against my lips, your hopes naked on my skin, your opinions hard under my hands, and your desires. I want your desires letting out soft little moans against my soul. I want you. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. I thought that was a pretty neat poem. And it's signed off by OJC. And I do not know who OJC is, But that's the credit that was on it when I found it, and that's what I got to go by. So it is not mine. It is, you know, one of those pieces that I found on a Google search one day, and I went, oh, yeah, I like it. So OJC, you can send me a note and tell me what your name is. I'll be glad to tell everybody. But, yeah, I just thought that was such a great inspiration, you know. I loved the way that they worded it. It was just, I don't know. You know, I want your hand spreading my thoughts, lingering over the curves of my passions, gripping my hopes and stroking my opinions and cupping my desires. I thought it was just wonderfully written. So, great take on the prompt. Listen to me. Great prompt for the taken. You know, but, yeah, so I liked it. So I thought it would be a good one. What did you think of it, Pam? I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. I thought it just between that and the picture you had put up. I mean, and this is great because I like the way it tiptoes the line between the physical and the emotional desires. That one has the idea, and I certainly would like to see either if this is OJC as an individual person or a group or what, because it'd be great to read more of their stuff. But what a great find on a Google search, all the way through. My goodness, this is just stunning and definitely a wonderful choice for a prompt.
I thank you for that. I just thought that it would give somebody, you know, when you read it, sometimes it opens up another channel. It's not just about putting your hand on my thigh, you know, or your lips against mine, you know, or breathing against my neck. It took a whole new turn, you know, with the thoughts, and I love that. I was hoping it would send people in different directions. And I guess we'll see what happened there. We don't need to put up the picture because everybody knows what the picture was. To say it. But I always try and put up just a nice quote or a nice written inspiration, and then I try and give it a push the button with the image that I put with it. So it tends to work out pretty well. People tend to respond, so it's always good. Always good. So, let's see now. I wonder if we're going to have any male voices tonight, because I think we have quite a few male pieces. So, I don't know. Hint, hint, everybody, if you're free.
Right. I know I saw Robbie hanging on the board earlier.
Right, absolutely. See that, Robbie? We saw you. You have been
seen. And I was wishing he'd hidden a little better.
Yeah, right. I should have stayed behind that curtain. Absolutely. Yeah, because we have a fair amount of male rights, which is, you know, always good. So, I guess, since we have a lot of poetry, I guess I should shut up and get started, huh? Maybe. Okay, I'm going to skip the first one because that's a male voice. I'm going to go to the second one. And this is called Natural High by Samantha Marie South. And I'm going to give it a read. Natural High. I bow in reverence to the beauty of you. Moments such as these, I yearn and desire. Deep pleasure afforded from your body in view. Only you supply the fuel for the fire. I crave for the magic that intimacy creates. With each stroke and caress, a growing greed. Scintillating spice, sensuality in the air permeates. When your sighs and shivers, my love feeds. The shape, the taste, the look of you, so fully committed to the act of satisfy. With such alluring features, inner heat doth brew, transport you to the sweetest natural high. End poem. Nice. Very nice. What'd you think, Pam?
This is beautiful, and I have to say Samantha Marie South is a fairly new name to me, and it's always good to see a new name, and I hope she's, I'm glad she was inspired, and I hope she's inspired by future contests. I like the idea of how she writes on the natural high that is brought on by a passionate love. And there's really wonderful lines throughout, but I have to say what really speaks to me is that second stanza. I crave for the magic that intimacy creates with each stroke and caress, a glowing greed, scintillating, spicy sensuality. In the air, it permeates on your sides and shivers, my love needs. Those are just wonderful, seductive lines with great use of alliteration. So excellent writing, very well done.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I thought it was a lovely write, with beautiful imagery, and I thought the emotions were so well expressed. You know, that want, that desire, that appreciation for the person. I'm with you. I do like that second stanza, but I like the first one as well. I bow in reverence to the beauty of you. Moments such as these I yearn and desire. Deep pleasure afforded from your body and view. Only you supply the fuel for the fire. You know, you're the only one I want. You're the only one that'll spark that in me, and I thought that was beautiful. And I did love the second one with you as well. And the last one, well, that wasn't too darn bad either. I think that all three were winners, and just really nicely done. So wonderful job, Samantha Marie. Yes, it was Samantha Marie. I was afraid I got ahead of myself. I think that it's a great piece and a great addition to the contest. So thank you so much. Absolutely. Okay. So now, okay, I don't know about that one. Here we go. Okay, Pam, this next one I'm going to put up is called Letter to a Man by Megan Holly. And whenever you're ready.
You are a fire starter, rough, flint, sparking skin, melting down all my callous knot holes. There, fingertips plant hot coals, whispers feed the torrid wind, forcing embers to burst, erupt, urge flames to ripen, grow. Tangles of smoldering vines climb through my soft vessel, body a heart burning. Never have I been lit so easily, tinderbox set ablaze, forcing a fire that breaks apart, looms wide open, filling this whole frigid frame of bone with your wild fervency and warmth.
Nice read, Pam. I like how she started this out. You are a fire starter. Rough flint, sparking skin, melting down all my callous knot holes. There, fingertips plant hot coals. Whispers feed the torrid wind, forcing embers to burst, erupt, urge flames to ripen and grow. I could read the next one as well. I think it was just really well done. And, Letter to a Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them damn men. Just saying, everybody. Just saying. But, definitely a well put together piece, and I really enjoyed it. And I think she hit the notes very well. How about you, Pam? What do you think?
I agree. She definitely hit the notes very well. Great imagery and metaphors. It reminds me of, it makes me think of the song Light My Fire by The Doors.
There you go.
I love the imagery throughout. Great lines, wonderful sensuality on the fire of passions that burns within when you are touched just the right way. And I particularly like their fingertips plant hot coals, whispers feed the torrid winds, forcing embers to burst, erupt, urge flames to ripen, grow. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was good. I like this one. Absolutely. Another great addition to the night. Okay, let me put that one there. Okay, where is that Naomi? I saw you say hello to her. She doesn't even show her on my
she
board.
She'd be joining us in a few.
Ooh. Well, we look forward to that. Bring your deep voice, Naomi. Grab a man on your way. Tell him to call in. It's all good. Oh, my God. Don't grab him like that. I know it's Wednesday. That doesn't mean I'll hold court. Okay. Okay, I'm going to read this one. And then I have to go back to the top and start over in some rational fashion. This is called Ride With Me by Bettina Shomo. And let me give that a read. Ride with me. Life is a journey at this time. Will you ride with me in this life, inside of me, with me? Experience what I feel. A love like this. You pulled me in, made me love you, only to keep me wondering. Love, lust, a need, is a difference. Sometimes I don't know, but then kissing your lips, I say I love you. In my weakness, I need you. When you are near, moments of lust creep in, whispering your name. My lover emerges, I am pulled deeper. Three little words, wrapping those words around us, wanting the same. I am whole, totally satisfied, knowing you exist for me. Without you, nothing seems real. Thoughts of not being with you silence me. Wanting you near, wanting your touch, wanting your kisses, wanting everything. Every inch of my body craves yours. My heart sings, it soars. You fill me up inside and out. I am yours. I will simply say, I want you. Will you ride with me? End poem. Go ahead, Pam. Pam, you go ahead and run the, you can run the comments. Because otherwise...
All right. Well, all right. Well, Pam, what did you think of this? Why, let me tell you what I think of this. Oh, this is
awesome. Oh, my God. You're a mess.
This is great. I do enjoy Bettina Shomo's poetry, and I like how she reflects the prompt really well. You know, the physical attributes of love and desire, and the emotional attribute. I also like the title "Ride With Me," and life is a journey. At this time, will you ride with me in this life, inside of me, with me? Experience what I feel, a love like this. I like how there's a sensual innuendos to that, and yet at the same time, it's that idea of having a partner who will be there for you with the journey of life, and. Great lines all the way through, but I have to say it's when she really gets into the wanting in the third stanza that really speaks to me. Wanting you near, wanting your touch, wanting your kisses, wanting everything. Every inch of my body craves yours. My heart sings, it soars. You fill me up inside and out. What absolutely amazing sensual lines. Great take on the prompt and very well done.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you 100%. I thought it was a great write and a great reflection of the prompt. Absolutely. I really enjoyed how she hit all the right notes. As she was going down, I was like, she was just, I'm going to say, she was like tightening her grip on the prompt itself as the further she went into the poem. And I liked that very much. She did use prompt 1 and 2 for this. Excuse me, and I can see both of them in it, but I think she really did capture prompt 2 in a wonderful way. And I'm with you. That last stanza, I really liked that one very much. And I liked the one above that as well. I grabbed both of those because I thought they were just a great, a great reflection of what I liked in the piece. So great job, and thank you very much, Bettina. Excellent share. Absolutely. Okay. And now, Pam, I have this next one for you because a little birdie told me that this was written in a woman's voice. So, whenever you're ready.
All right. Well, this is Satisfied by Tribalmen, and it goes like this. Drops of my feminine sweat fall onto his face as I brush back my hair. Can taste the saltiness of my skin with his rawhide lips. Eyes are sealed, reading my eagerness. We gracefully expire on each other, collapse in exhaustion. This night of blissfulness turned into gratefulness. Cherish this moment with him. He pleases me like no other. Fall asleep while stroking my hair. He kisses me with thank you. I never want to lose this feeling of being satisfied and calm.
Nice. Nice read, Pam. Yeah, this is a great piece by Tribalmen. Absolutely. And I've seen him write in a woman's voice before, and he does a fine job with it. I just didn't, I don't read anything ahead of time. That's my bad. But sometimes I like to be surprised. I love how he started this out. Drops of my feminine sweat fall onto his face as I brush back my hair. Can taste the saltiness of my skin with his rawhide lips. Eyes are sealed, reading my eagerness. We gracefully expire on each other, collapse in exhaustion. I think that, he didn't get into all the nitty-gritty of it. He went into that afterglow, into that time. Where, everybody's satisfied and you're just, thankful to be with each other. And I think he did a fine job with that. I have to say that. I think this was a great job, Tribalmen, and well done, and a great addition to the show and the contest. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. See, what
Absolutely.
Did you say?
Oh, this is wonderful. Yeah, he did a great job, as he always does, of writing from the female perspective. I love the physicality of can taste the saltiness of my skin with his rawhide lips. But the fact that he writes on, as you were saying, the afterwards, after the collapsing and exhaustion, and it's so beautiful and tender with its sensuality, especially with fall asleep while stroking my hair. He kisses me with thank you. I thought there's such a wonderful sense of reverence for a satisfied lover within those lines. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. And hello, Naomi.
Hello, I'm already on mute.
Why not? Keeps everybody hopping. I was on mute at the very beginning. I get it. Yeah. Terrible. I didn't have time. But nothing better than when we start at Rex's show when I have him on mute. I'm like, uh-oh. Poor God. Puts up with a lot from me. Did you happen to hear Tribalmen's poem, Naomi?
Well, no, I just read over it really fast, and, I heard Pam comment on it, and I think I like the same things, that he writes from a female perspective, and he writes so well. Drops of my feminine sweat fall onto his face as I brush back my hair, and, the way he can taste the saltiness. And also the ending, the gentleness, the tenderness in the ending, so well done. So bravo, well done, poem.
Great comment, Naomi, great comment. Okay. Well, Pam, now you really can lead comments. Oh, God.
There you go, all right.
Woo-hoo. Okay, Naomi, I'm going to put this next piece up for you to read. This is a piece called Watching You, Seeing You by J.A. Hartley. And here it goes, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Watching You, Seeing You. You said you'd be here. I sit high in the silent seats and watch. By coming here, I am showing you I want you Is that what you meant with your eyes? You tumble. She holds your hips as you stand, hands high, we lock eyes. You flush. Now there are no secrets. You leave chalk on the mats as you dance. In the cool, cool night, I turn at each squeak from the door. You with your bag, hair still wet, appear against the cold brick work. We lock lips, closed eyes. The scalding passion is lust rushing towards finality. In the night I watch you, my gymnast beneath me, connecting at last, we gasp and smile in the shadows. End poem.
Nice.
There's that storm on the line again tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to concentrate while reading and I had trouble concentrating. Oh. Me, it doesn't take me much, my gracious. Sorry.
Pam?
Oh, sorry. Great read, Naomi. And what a wonderful write by Jay Hartley. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a great piece. A lot of good imagery in it. And, definitely well said. You said you'd be here. I sit high in the silent seats and watch. By coming here, I am showing you I want you. Is that what you meant with your eyes? You tumble. She holds your hips as you stand, hands high. We lock eyes. You flush. Now there are no secrets. You leave chalk on the mats as you dance. Definitely someone sitting in a position of kind of like admiration of what it seems to be a gymnast and her skills. And, most men wouldn't complain about that. A shame on me. But, But I think it was just a nice touch to the story. Because it is a story being told here. And I think that really added a little bit of extra, so that way it was, everybody knew. But I think it was just nicely done. I like the beginning of this. I like the end of this. There's nothing wrong with the middle of it either. I mean, it was just a good piece through and through. It was a solid piece. So thank you, J.A. Hartley, for sharing with us this evening. Well done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. I don't think many men would complain about having a gymnast beneath them, unless, of course, or woman, but unless, of course, they manage to, I don't know, do a cartwheel off the bed, then that might cause a problem. But, wonderful comment there, Dee. And Naomi, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like the parts that feel read and also the ending and, against the cold brick work, we lock lips, closed eyes, the scalding passion is lush, rushing towards finality. Really well done, and you can just see, like Phil said, it's a story that's unfolding, eh? And you can see him, glad watching this lover in admiration, and then, taking her home to his bed. But well done, J. H. Hartley.
Absolutely, absolutely wonderful comment. And I have to agree. Another great sensual write to that sexy picture prompt. And I really like how they write about the idea of, the secrets shared together. You flush, now there are no secrets. And I thought, that's a wonderful line. And then, in the night, I watch you, connecting at last, we gasp and smile in the shadows. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Nice comments, girls. Nice comments. Wait, let me check the board. Yep, still us. No deep voices have joined us yet. That's all right.
Not too much, too good to do my squeaky voice there, do the male voice. Oh my gracious!
I'm kind of close, just my natural, you know, the luck of the draw here. But the next piece I'm going to read is called "The Match of Energies" by My Inner Voice. That's if I can keep my voice. The eyes, the deepest eyes of ever. Your look, such as you do a drill, my breast, to see what's there. I hide from all the world and him. It kills me softly with tender, but from the moment I have got hot fingers on my belly, it feels like we have mixed the blood. It's red and red, or red and reddish. It's A or B, or how they crawl. It's very simple. It doesn't matter. The match of energies, that's all. And poem.
Yes, excellent. Yes. Excellent read there, Jean. And an intriguing, dark, sensual write. It has a very vampiric feel to it, which is all right, because, well, you know, I mean, they can be very sexy. But I like how it also appeals in a metaphorical way. In that idea of the mixing of blood, the mixing of the energies and being in sync with your lover. I really like, but from the moment I have got hot fingers on my belly, you know, wonderful, wonderful lines and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I actually like that. It's red and red, or red and reddish. It's A or B, or how they call. It's very simple. Doesn't matter. The match of energies, that's all. Just an amazing write. And, yeah, you know, a little bit of fantasy doesn't hurt once in a while. Does a great job, you know. And it's fun. Fun to mix things up. So thanks so much, My Inner Voice. Greatly enjoyed this one.
Absolutely, yes, you're right. It is fun to mix things up when it comes to sensual writing. And Jean, okay. You did a wonderful read of that. Give us your thoughts and then bring us on to the next one.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, I thought this was a clever write, because all that really matters is the energy that we evoke from one another. Doesn't matter if you're type A or O or B or, you know, any of that. As long as it's healthy, A or B or O, you know. But, you know, there was nice imagery throughout. And I just thought it was a well-written piece, and it was a great share. The first stanza was really good. The second one was good. I'm like, okay. The third was good. I mean, there's just like, to pick one out of the three is a little rough. You know, maybe I'll go with the first one. The eyes, the deepest eyes of ever. Your look, such as you do a drill. My breast, to see what's there. I hide from all the world in him. So, you know, you just keep those things to yourself, kind of, you know. Clever, clever piece. I enjoyed it. So thank you so much, My Inner Voice. And Pam says I have to come up with another right. Slave driver. Okay, Pam, I'm going to put this one up for you. And this is called Transcendence by Bearden 7. Oh, and I didn't put it there. I put it somewhere else. No, I sent it to J.A. Hartley.
I'm sure they will be very happy.
Yes, they complimentary poems there. God.
Excuse me, that's my job to do that. Put them in other rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this is Transcendence by Bearden 7. We fell into a deep tantric genesis our blessed, silent, natural, instrumental music, tomorrow's borderless touch happening together, living inhales of spirit, body, journey, tied willingly to each other's profound, enduring promise. Welcome to breath intimately shared by humble souls, seeking entanglement, sense, gift, freely given as we treat our skin like tablas, tapping inner mudra tattoos. Yes, sighs, birth, tasting embraces where time lingers between glowing eyes of dreaming hearts as they wander the distance of closeness. Our mandolin now hums a life's raja, piercing ear-tip tears and subtle sighs. Each rippling journey of tenderness dances still on our horizon's infinity. We share pulses entwined inside the body thought, each beat a physical library. Gentle gravitational force solving our mysteries echo through suspended ignition of time. Moistness fluxes our elemental air, shared as keys and locks disappear into shared orgasms. We breathe each other's incense, slowly whispering yin plus yang, celestial unity, elemental mist, tango everywhere. Our space drifts among infinity's deliberate longing kiss. No, nothing casual, lost or forgotten. In gentle, intense hands hold, which resign our commitments beyond merely just joining. Our kinetic draw of magnets in spinning singularities mirror in our own erotic life, our own love's duality. We caress patterns of God enhanced by secure touch of exquisite trust and expression, begging and there is none. As we dream inside exploding stars we care for as if eternity learned to smile. End poem.
Nice.
Naomi, what did you think of the poem? It's okay,
yeah.
Pam. Naomi? Are you on mute? Okay. Well, oh, she dropped and came back. Hello, Naomi.
Yes. I was there. I'm here. I'm here.
And I'm looking at the phone.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. I got dropped and then I had the phone back in. Okay, and or I dropped myself, could be. Yeah, I really like this. You know, I didn't get it all, but I really liked, you know, the especially the ending, beginning or end. There is none as we dream inside exploding stars. We care for as if eternity learned to smile. And, you know, the really, that you feel all through the poem, the deep connection of these two lovers here. You know, that transcends all, you know, even eternity. I really like the part we share pulses entwined inside the body thought, each beat a physical library. Wow, you know, there's awesome lines all the way throughout this. Very well done indeed, and I love the title. It fits so well, Transcendence. And, yeah, just a wonderful poem by Bear Dan 7. Way to go. Bravo.
Well, I have
Absolutely.
To agree with you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I thought
and
this was nicely penned. I thought it was nicely penned and well-detailed piece. Great imagery, and I love the depth of thought within the whole of the poem. I thought it was very well done. You know, I picked it up. We breathe each other's incense, slow whispering yin and yang, celestial unity. Elemental mist, tango everywhere. Our space drifts among infinities, deliberate longing kiss. Excuse me, and I carried that thought all the way down to the very end. Beginning, end, There is none as we dream inside exploding stars we care for as if eternity learned to smile. I thought it was just really nicely put together and well written. So, yeah, good piece. Very much so. And Pam, what did you think of this piece? You did a nice job.
Thank you. I thought this was wonderful. I love the personal note in it. I know Berdan Seven oftentimes writes his sensual or romantic poems dedicated to his wife. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I really enjoy and appreciate the sense of intimacy in this, the deep sense of connection and bonding. And I like how he shows a sense of balance created and between two lovers. I really like, we breathe each other's incense, slow whispering yin plus yang, celestial unity. And then also our kinetic draw of magnets and spinning singularities mirror in our own erotic life, our own love's duality. We caress patterns of God enhanced by secure touch of exquisite trust and expression. Wonderful lines on the importance of trust in a relationship, and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. Nice job. Yeah, it's a great piece. So, Naomi, the next piece I'm putting up, I'm going to have you read. And this is called Sweeter Than Sin. And this is by Fran Marie. So, it's up, and whenever you're ready.
Okay, Sweeter Than Sin. Touch me, my man. Stroke my fire dance. Stimulating my sexual aura of arousal. Teasing vibes of passion tingle and tempt my naughty thoughts sweeter than sin. Feel my body heated night beneath your fingers, exciting my sensual senses. Hands inching to find the deepest part of me to sink seductively into my flowing ecstasy, hot and heady as an exotic perfume, turning a single spark into sizzling sex. I want you deep inside me, taking love to dizzy heights, mingled with lust, steam, and sweat, savoring each drop of intoxication, your sumptuous treat of midnight bourbon and cigarette smoke mixed with desire on lips I love to lick. My summer moon and winter sun, reeling in your flesh, my surrendering heartbeat. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. And as always, a wonderful sensual write by Fran Marie. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was a great write. Definitely sexy and seductive. Great thoughts all the way through and well expressed. Not over the line, but definitely put you right into the thoughts. You know, it would get you right there. So I love that. Let me see now. Well, I like how she started it, but I have to say, I love the way she ended this piece. You're a sumptuous treat of midnight bourbon and cigarette smoke, mixed with desire on lips I love to lick. My summer moon and winter sun, reeling in your flesh, my surrendering heartbeat. I love that stanza completely, because it's not all cutesy, girly, mushy, gushy. You know what I mean? It doesn't have any of those. Sometimes things get a little, It just had some weight to it, and I thought it was just well put together. Because it wasn't the same old, I guess is the best way to put it. Maybe it would probably be same old, but I like that a lot. But yeah, each one of these stanzas was just really well done. And definitely she pulled it all together. I have to assume that she wrote to the image, and she did a fine job. So excellent job, Fran Marie, and thanks for sharing with us. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you're right. There is a weight and an edge to those ending lines. So great comment there. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, this is so amazingly, it's sultry and it has a gritty edginess, sensual edginess to it. I don't know, it's raw. You know, it's like, yeah, Phil was saying, you know, and it doesn't have that like girly touch to it. It has that like, I don't know, a unique creative lines that really make it, it makes it really hot. My gracious, the bourbon, I think it's the bourbon and the cigarette smoke that do it for me. But, you know, and my summer moon and winter sun reeling in your flesh, my surrendering heartbeat. Wow, those are amazing, amazing lines. And also the way she starts out, touch me, my man, stroke my fire dance. Just amazing all the way through. Bravo, Fran Marie. Great job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that bourbon and cigarette smoke is definitely a nice touch. All the way through, there's this amazing line to this, sultry and seductive, beautiful and brilliant imagery and metaphors. And I really like this all the way through. And besides the ending, another part that really stands out to me is hands inching to find the deepest part of me to sink seductively into my flowing ecstasy, hot and heady as an exotic perfume, turning a single spark into sizzling sex. Wonderfully lined and very well done. And what do we have next, Jean?
Well, I think I'm going to read the next one because I think that's the order of things. But I don't know. I might forget in 2 minutes. But this is called The Plan by Paul Lee Pena. And let me give it a roll here. The Plan. I go over with a clear plan in mind. As I approach you from behind, I turn you around to kiss your sweet lips, place my hands around your narrow hips. I gaze into your eyes so bright, you give in without a fight. Your skin is as soft as lace, the lovely smile on your face. Your dainty arms wrap around my waist. We enter the bedroom without haste. I went over to the plan, over with a plan clear and true, but now I wonder who seduced who. End poem.
Great read there, Jean. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I really like that last line, you know, but now I wonder, oh, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but now I wonder who seduced who. yeah, so much for his plan, eh?
Yep.
So, you know, he's admiring her from behind, you know, probably, you know, and approaching her. So in that way, she's the one that's doing all the seducing there. And I really like this. You know, I turn you around to kiss your sweet lips, place my hands around your narrow hips, gaze into your eyes so bright, you give in without a fight. All the way through, a great brevity that's right on point, and so sensual. So bravo. Paul Lee Pena. I never saw that name before. Wow, great to see a new name.
It really is. And yes, a new name to me too, so I'm glad he was inspired and hope he's inspired for future shows. Very cool. And a great comment, Naomi. And Jean, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Thanks, hon. I like this piece a lot. I thought it was a great brevity and a great capture of the moments that are involved in this. You know, it sounds like it should be this big, long lapse of time, and maybe it is, you know, but it reads as if it's just, you know, not very long at all. And I thought there were wonderful lines throughout, but I gaze into your eyes so bright, you give in without a fight. Your skin is as soft as lace, the lovely smile on your face. Your dainty arms wrap around my waist. We enter the bedroom without haste. I went over with a plan clear and true, but now I wonder who seduced who. I do like how he tied it up at the end with that, because it just, it just turned it around just enough that it was great, you know. So nice job, and thank you so much, Paul. I really enjoyed the piece. Nice job.
Absolutely. I thought, wonderful comment. Yeah, this has some nice rhyme to it and a playfulness that I enjoyed. And I did like the turning around at the end, how he put, I went over with a plan clear and true, but now I wonder who seduced who. It makes me think of the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. But in this case, it doesn't really matter too much whose idea it was, because I'm guessing that both partners definitely enjoyed the results. But I really like the sensuality in "I turn you around to kiss your sweet lips." Wonderful lines and very well done. And What do we got next, Gene?
Well, Pam, I get the next one for you, and this is by Daniel Dewing. It's called "I Want You." So, I think you wrote this for the show. I'm just saying. Okay, Pam, whenever you're ready.
I think so, too. All right. Let me get back there. And here we go. "I want you in my dreams at night when I can't hold you in my arms. I want you in my days when I am feeling blue. I want you in my stars every night as I look out my window. I want you in my arms with all your charms. I want your sweet lips of cherry lip balm as my fingers walk over your welcoming body upon a journey that I have taken many times before. I want to make love to you with my eyes as I am drawn to its spell." End poem. And what a wonderful romantic write by Daniel. And Jean, your thoughts?
Thoughts are, I knew you would come to me first because I had myself muted. But I think it was a nice piece. I really do. I thought it was a nice, loving element to it. And I think he really did kind of walk the line of the poem prompts. You know, "I want you in my dreams at night when I can't hold you in my arms. I want you in my days when I'm feeling blue. I want you in my stars every night as I look out my window. I want you in my arms with all your charms." I think it's not exactly the same, but I think he kind of walked that line a bit. And I think that it was well done. And he says he did it prompt one. The picture. I don't know. I think maybe it's a good combination piece in my head, but nicely written. The whole thing, like each one of the stanzas, I thought were well done. I think they all fit together well. And picking one or two, I kind of feel like I'm leaving out the end. But "I want to make love to you with my eyes as I am drawn into its spell." You know, it's I don't know. I think it's very, very nice. A very nice piece. And Dan, I want to thank you for writing for us. I think it's a great take on the prompt and, both prompts. And I think you did a fine job with that. So thank you for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked this a lot. You know, he really wrote to the prompt of, you know, "I want you." You know, it makes me think of somebody that's far away and, you know, or is just, you know, or is not a daydream, but a kind of a silent partner, a secret crush that you're wanting from afar. And this is what you might say about it in your head. You know, "I want your sweet lips of cherry lip balm as my fingers walk over your welcoming body on a journey that I have taken many times before. I want to make love to you with my eyes as I am drawn into itself. You know, and when he says, I want you in my dreams at night, but I can't hold you in my arms. Want you in my days when I'm feeling blue. So it makes me think of, that partner, that secret love that you admire from afar and you wish that they're there. Very well done, Danielle Jan.
Absolutely. Great observation. Yeah, I thought this had wonderful lines throughout, really heartfelt on wanting and desiring the comfort of love and the close connection of love. I really like that line, I want you in my stars, the idea of wanting to for someone to be your destiny. I also liked the imagery of I want your sweet lips of cherry lip balm as my fingers walk over your welcoming body. Beautiful lines and very well done. And what do we have next, Jean?
Oh, hello. I'm only kidding. I have something lined up. Let me just go grab it. Ah, let me see. We did that. Okay. I'm going to put this one up next. I have the audio for this. And this is called Goddess in Moonlight. And it's by Rodrigo. I think there's a number, but let me look. 323. So let me put this audio on. And, Pam. We must be having a rough one. Okay. Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Oh, sorry. I hung up on purpose, and I was hoping to get back before you noticed. And that you would just kind of carry on, but I guess that didn't happen. I was hoping that maybe I would, if I hung up and called back, I'd be hearing less static when people were talking.
Oh, well, maybe I'll do that. Maybe it's me. That's always possible. Okay, I'm going to hit the button to play Rodrigo piece. So here we go.
Goddess in Moonlight by Rodrigo 22. Your sleeping silhouette bathes in the serene moonlight. Windows ajar as the soft summer breeze caresses your stately splendor. Silent shadows of lazy leaves tickle your tantalizing torso, fanning your heated skin like an Egyptian slave would a queen. You lie on pure white silk sheets, their luster and smoothness like coarse sand compared to your exquisite softness. I stand and stare, my body still streaming with memories of our fiery liaison, my mind celebrating images and feelings of our wanton, wild, wordless expressions of need. Strands of your swirling tresses cling to your sublime bareness, where my lips had hungrily tasted your delightful dew and inhaled your scintillating scent. I worship your slumbering sweetness, smiling at your shapely ribcage rising and falling in respite from our storm-laden ecstasy. My heartbeat struggled to surrender to normal pace as a blissful feeling rises from my depths in loving appreciation of the gift of you. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Rodrigo. Thank you for the recording. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, then the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then you get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Hear me, you guys.
You sound like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah, everybody sounds like they're in a tunnel. Is it me? Should I come back?
Now you sound slightly better.
Yeah, now you sound good.
My gracious, the whole poem is all based on him looking at somebody sleeping, and he made it so sensual. Oh, my gracious, when you can do that, make it so sensual just by looking at somebody and admiring somebody this much, wow, is a true talent. Writer. Very well done, Rodrigo. Was great to hear his voice, too. Amazing voice.
Yeah, he does have an amazing reading voice, and I hope he will be making more SoundClouds or recordings for us in the future. Great comment, Naomi. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I like the whole damn thing. So where do I begin, right? The audio was wonderful. The lines were great. I love the alliteration, that nice touch of alliteration all the way through. I thought that was wonderful. His imagery was wonderful. I probably sound silly, going on and on and on. I liked his intro stanza here. Your sleeping silhouette bathes in the serene moonlight. Windows ajar as the soft summer breeze caresses your stately splendor. Silent shadows of lazy leaves tickle your tantalizing torso, fanning your heated skin like an Egyptian slave would a queen. That's just wonderful imagery right there. Because you can kind of visualize it, You just really can. It was just great. There's just not a bad part in it. And, I really liked it. So I'm going to stop there before I sound like I'm gushing, because I don't want to do that. But I really do. I really enjoyed the piece very much, Rodrigo. And thank you so much for writing for the contest and for the audio. Great job.
Well, it certainly is a dust-worthy poem, that's for sure. Great comment. And, I thought this had such beautiful imagery, an amazing sensual rite on the simple act of laying next to a sleeping lover and admiring that gift of love that you've been offered. I love that there's the admiration in there and the sense of reverence. Also, I have to agree that there was this great use of alliteration throughout, especially the S alliteration, with strands of your swirling tresses cling to your sublime bareness, where my lips had hungrily tasted your delightful dew and inhaled your scintillating scent. Such wonderful lines throughout, beautifully written and very well done. And what do we got next, Jean?
I have no idea. I'm still here. I'm still trying to write this. let me see what I can do. Oh, hang on. I got to do something else real quick. Give me a second. Otherwise, I have to come back and rethink everything. Okay, here we go. So that was that. Yeah, that was a good one. And I think it's Naomi's read. So let me see what I have. Okay, Naomi, I'm going to give you this one here. Hey, Jody, welcome to the party. He's not on the line, not that I know of. Nope, he's in the room. I want everybody to go, hello. Okay, Naomi, this one is called My Lover and Friend by Talia R7. And there we go.
Okay, my lover and friend, I want you, but you kissed my lips and said, darling, there is a greater hunger when you need someone. And right now, I sure do need you, all of you, body, mind, and soul. Tell me your thoughts. Don't be afraid. Let me in your most private, provocative desires. Let me be your sole provider. As we sip from this cup, so too, Let me lick honey from these protruding towers. Let me taste all I desire, my love. I will caress you with kisses all over from head to toe, adoring this wonderful masterpiece of art. I will play in your Garden of Eden and be the caretaker of every plant, beautiful plant entrusted in my care. How beautiful are you, my love. You are as beautiful as the sunset in the east. Your lips taste so fine, they can be compared to the best bottle of wine. You keep me wanting more. Your neck brings me joy. It illuminates and lights up my heart, reminds me of my walk at the Eiffel Tower in France. You are fair, you are great, my love, far above rubies and pearls. You are the love of my life and the beat that keeps my heart complete. I love you and need you. You bring joy unspeakable, mon amour. You are my Cleopatra, my Nefertiti, my African queen, the girl of my dreams. God's gift to men, you remind me of a continent, and that is the African beauty. End poem.
Great read, Naomi, and what a wonderful sensual write by Talia R7. Very romantic and sensual. And Jean, your thoughts?
Wow. Well, this is another fabulous piece. I loved all the descriptions, and each stanza was really well done. I liked how she started out. He started out, sorry. I want you, but you kissed my lips and said, darling, there is a greater hunger when you need someone. And right now I sure do need you, all of you, body, mind, and soul. Tell me your thoughts. Don't be afraid. Let me in your most private, provocative desires. Let me be your soul provider. I love that first stanza very much. And I love the last stanza as well. When he refers to God's gift to man, you remind me of a continent, and that is the African beauty. And I think it was just wonderfully done. The whole stanza there was great. So I have to say it was just a well-written and well-penned piece. So thank you so much, Talia R7, for sharing with us tonight. Great job.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yes. Yes, off mute. Yeah, I really like this, you know, the talking, you know, as if the person is talking to her and, you know, there's made a whole dialogue here, you know, the somebody that's telling her how he appreciates her and how he's in admiration and how he desires her completely. And, you know, I just love, I will play in your Garden of Eden, be the caretaker of every beautiful plant entrusted in my care. You know, just as if she's taking care of something so important, you know. And, yeah, all the way through, I will caress you with kisses all over from head to toe. And, you know, then he goes on to saying, you know, parts of her, mm-hmm. you know, describing her. Your lips taste so fine. Your neck brings me joy. And then, you know, all these great qualities that he gives her. So it's very beautiful, right, all the way through. Very sensual, very romantic, and very, very loving. So well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I really like the title of this, My Lover and Friend, because, you know, I believe a partner should be both. And I do like the sense of admiration in this and how it speaks in the voice of someone who wants to take care of their partner, who wants to be there for them and who admires them. I really like that second stanza you know, with that line, I will play in your Garden of Eden and be the caretaker of every beautiful plant and trust it in my care. And then wonderful lines throughout. And I also have to agree that I like that ending with, you are my Cleopatra, my Nefertiti, my African queen, the girl of my dreams, God's gift to man. You remind me of a continent, and that is the African beauty. I like that because while I've never been to Africa personally and seen it, you look at a lot of different pictures of Africa, and you see what a diverse continent it is. With so many different cultures and so much nature and people that represent its diverse beauty, that you think that's such a wonderful metaphor for admiring someone and all that they have to offer up. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And nice. What do we have next, Jean?
Well, next we have Jody. Hello, Jody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome,
Hello.
Jody.
Hello.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Naomi. I heard you needed some bass on the show.
Yeah, you need some male voices.
Yes. Yes, we do. Did you happen to hear the poem, Jody, or did you get a chance to read it?
I did, yes. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Like, the first thing I noticed, when I was just getting back on the board, I think the hint, seen the phone number, but it was 11:11 when she finished that poem. That's seriously, that's a pretty good love connection.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was a pretty good poem to end at 11:11 Eastern time. But yeah, no, I thought it was a passionate ode, you know, to that delve deep into the intensity of love. That was pretty awesome. The imagery was great, like you all mentioned. Yeah, I really liked how what really stood out to me was the ability to blend the physical with the metaphysical, you know, creating a holistic portrait of love. It's just as much about the body as it is about the soul. So, yeah, I really thought that was a great, great poem, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, great comment, Jody. I'm glad you could join us, and I have one for you. How about that? Imagine that. I had one right there waiting for you.
No way.
I did, I swear. This one is called Concupiscence by Swan Song. So, whenever you are ready.
All right. Concupiscence. The arch in your back wings, hips thrust forward, breasts dangle in the soft firmness. Nipples are two red opals cutting through the dim night. Arms trace satin skin. Fingers learn the contours of plump red lips pulsing with blood. Like a butterfly to an open flower, I nectar within you. And like the flower that you are, your petals wave open willingly. Within the pistil of your being, I am wet with your pollen. With wing flutter, we join in making love. We fly.
Nice read.
Great
nice
read, Jody. And a wonderful sensual write by Swan Song. And Jean, your thoughts.
See, that she got even with me, Jody, because she called me first. I think this was a great job by Swan Song. You know, always his imagery is always good. And this is... Again, you know, he brought nature into this and made that the metaphor, you know, the butterfly, the flower. I think that they were just, it was a great choice on his part. Sorry? What's that? Okay, I'm hearing
I don't
things.
Think anybody's said, yeah,
that was me.
I don't think
that was Alexa telling me what time it was.
It's okay, because I was hearing things, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, now I hear things.
I tried to mute real quick while she was talking.
That's all right. I forgive you. You know, I can be foolish with or without help. Don't worry, Jody. But I thought this was just wonderful. Like a butterfly to an open flower, I nectar within you. I love the way you worded that. It added so much to it. And like the flower that you are, your petals waver open willingly. Within the pistil of your being, I am wet with your pollen. With wing flutter we join, and in making love we fly. I just love those two stanzas. I thought they were just exceptional and well done. You know, it may not be something we haven't heard before, but I love the way Swan Song worded it, because it made it so much, it made it so different from what I've ever read. It was just the way it was, it was just the use of language that just made it so much different. So excellent job, Jeff, and thanks for sharing with us. I really appreciated it.
Absolutely. Wonderful comments. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, the Swan Song, known for his nature poems, and like Phil said, in this he incorporated nature into this poem as a metaphor, you know, and it works so well. You know, it's like a butterfly to an open flower there, you know, the suckling, the nectar, where, you know, just going in and getting that nectar, that precious nectar. So sensual, so sultry, and but you know, it has this, like, this at the same time, it is, you know, really, you know, very, very sensual, you know, almost erotic poem, but because of his metaphors there, it makes it all romantic, yeah, in a way, and even tender, and something of a great beauty. So very well done, Jeff. Amazing, right? And, you know, you can tell that this is a talented writer right here. Bravo.
Absolutely. Sure. Wonderful comment. And Jody, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
I thought it was very beautifully crafted, you know, testament to the power of love and physical connection, you know, to transcend the ordinary. I thought it was great how he drew on the natural world imagery to deepen and enrich his portrayal throughout the poem. And I thought, yeah, the ending, you know, in Making Love We Fly, I thought it definitely elevated everything from just a purely physical realm to, you know, something more spiritual and sublime. Definitely a great portrayal of love and physical intimacy throughout the poem. So very well done.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I thought this had amazing imagery and metaphors. It was a wonderful, seductive write. And I was particularly drawn to the second and fourth stanza, and especially with Wing Flutter We Join and In Making Love We Fly. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we got next, Steve?
Well, I'm going to read the next piece. And this is called Textured Shadows by L.G. Mace. So let me hit that button and give it a read. Textured Shadows by L.G. Mace. As textured shadows we blend, soft curve to hard tone, my womanly rounded softness flushed against your angles of well-muscled bone. As passionate as the spire of life, the sharpened contrast as a well-honed knife. The depths that shadows may take by day merge beyond what desires words might say. The shadows merge as the jazzy notes of passion play. As night descends, the shadows blend, becoming one. Two shadows, mere representations of everything within their hold. Two bodies, two hearts, two dreams, two souls. To take something as unsubstantial as shadows and make them more. Two dreams, two loves, two bodies. But the truth implore. Shadows disappear as whole physical bodies of connection take shape. Two hungers growing fiercer, reaching the ultimate pinnacle to consummate. Artistry now fades to the wholly physical plane, it's true. Everything merging beyond the bidimensional clue. As I come out of the shadows, revealing my naked self, my eyes say it all. I want you. End poem.
great reading, and what a beautiful and romantic write by L.G. Mace. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think that was an incredible write. And, you know, he captured the intricate dance of intimacy and connection very well in this between the two individuals. I thought he implored skillful metaphors throughout. Yeah, the imagery was spot on. Very well done.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Great comments. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked this all the way through. You know, the play with shadows. Great metaphors, you know, the shadows of a two person and two people intertwining for that, you know, what's all the desire and all the energy that's around two bodies that are connected to one another. And, you know, she goes into that, you know, the depth that shadows may take by day. The shadows merge as the jazzy notes of passion play. And then I like two shadows, mere representations of everything within their whole, two bodies, two hearts, two dreams, two souls, to take something as unsubstantial as shadows and make them more. Yeah, I really like the way that she crafted this whole poem. Very unique and cleverly done. So very well done, L.G. Mace.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Thanks. I like this piece very much. I thought each one of the stanzas was well done and well written. And I thought that her thoughts were well expressed throughout. I kind of grabbed that last stanza. Two dreams, two loves, two bodies, but the truth implore. Shadows disappear as the whole physical bodies of connection take shape. Two hungers growing fiercer, reaching the ultimate pinnacle to consummate. Artistry now fades to the wholly physical plane, it's true. Everything merging beyond the bi-dimensional clue. As I come out of the shadows, revealing my naked self, my eyes say it all. I want you. I thought it was nicely done. Well put together, LG, and thank you for sharing with us. Much enjoyed.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I enjoyed it too, and the imagery of the shadows merging and dancing all the way through. There's some wonderful lines, a great expressions of love and desire through physical contact. And I do especially like the depths that shadows may take by day, merge beyond what desire's words might say. The shadows merge as the jazzy notes of passion play. As night descends, the shadows blend, becoming one. Great lines and very well done. And what do we have next, Jean?
Well, let's see now. There is that one. And I think I'm going to get you to read the next one by CRL 17. And that's called Take Me to Your Heaven. Okie dokie. Okay, Pam, I just put it up, so whenever you're ready.
All right. Let me tell you something again. All right. There we go. Take Me to Your Heaven by CRL 17. Tear away my resistance, my silent barricade. Rip away my tight control. Steal my heart away. Strip me of my inhibitions. Free me of my clothes. Kiss my body into life. Been waiting for so long. Drive away negativity. Let us become as one. Steer me into ecstasy. I want to love again, and poem. And what a beautiful, heartfelt write.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, tear away my resistance, my silent barricades. You know, rip me of all my, you know, make me vulnerable, make me, you know, strip me to my bare essentials there, you know, and then just, you know, take all of me. And I love the, and he says, drive away negativity. You know, you don't want somebody negative in your life. You want positivity, you know, when somebody coming into your life. And I love that he states that, let us become as one, steer me into ecstasy. I want to love again. And, you know, so he's a great invitation to embrace just a positive, loving start of a love affair with somebody else, you know, their positive energy, just embracing it. And, yeah, great brevity, by the way, you know, not one word wasted in this one, and just amazing.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
But, you know, I thought this was a wonderful piece, and Naomi pretty much summed it up very well. First of all, it is a great brevity. But it's like, help me to remove those barricades. Help me to be open to love and being loved. You know, walk me through this. Make it, you know, take away my concerns, you know, release me of those. And I love the way he worded it. He worded it way much better than I did. But strip me of my ambitions, free me of my clothes, kiss my body into life, been waiting for so long. And then, you know, the very last line, I want to love again. And I think it just was great. And it said so much with so few words. And, yeah, it was wonderful. So really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the use of the vivid and forceful language, you know, like tear away, rip away, strip me. You know, I thought that conveyed a deep desire to break free from, like, a self-imposed constraint and vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the repetition of the act of being stripped, you know, first of resistance, then of control, inhibitions, and then finally clothes, definitely symbolized his journey towards vulnerability and openness. Very raw and honest depiction of human desire. Very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful brevity with great lines throughout. I thought it had a real emotional impact on the way it speaks on how love can guide a person with positive energy. And I really like steal my heart away, strip me of my inhibitions. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we have next, Jean?
I don't know. I'm going to go with this one. Okay, Pam, I'm going to put a piece by If Your Abs, and it's called Lashing Out. So whenever you're ready, because I think it's your turn, isn't it? Yes, it is. It is.
Me?
Yes, you. Did you just read that?
Oh. I swear I just read that. Or was I hallucinating?
Well, wait. It
okay,
could be
I'm
me.
Does anybody else remember? Did I read
CRL? Oh, you did. Right? You did.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm just a little confused. Yeah, I got to start drinking before the shows. I think I'd have much better chance.
Well, I can't even completely test myself. I had to ask a witness.
You say get a witness. Start or stop before the show?
Start to drink before the show. People just think I'm drunk all the time, but I really am sober. That's the problem. Anyway. Okay, this piece is called Lashing Out by If Your Abs. Sliding his way softly down to his most fragrant cave crown, hills come alive neath pink palms. Fingers grab hair, there's musk in the air, the lady has thrown off all qualms. The red fire stoked on with the side swipe of thong, sunburned at the edge of her furnace. Queen grasslands wave neath the boughs of her nave. Lips pray at his majesty's service. No skin cells were spared from a tongue lashing dared. His whip came down from great height. And the rake's adroit tines pruned rosebuds over time, and they flushed to the gasps of the night. End the poem.
Great read, Jean. And wonderful sensual write by If You Are As. I'm glad he was inspired because this has very clever wordplay. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought whole poem was rich with sensuous imagery and metaphors, exploring passion, interplay between two individuals. I thought they explored the theme of surrender and dominance there, is what I was thinking from the dynamic interplay of His Majesty's service and then tongue lashing and whip. It all kind of was like keywords for me to think of surrender and dominance in a poem. I thought it definitely was some raw passion involved in this poem. Very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, amazing, amazing writing for sure. Like Jody said, amazing metaphors and between the whipping, the lashing, and all that. You right there, right? He captures your attention for sure. And I love the way he phrases the whole thing. It's like a very rapid, short, evocative lines that really keep your attention and all the way through and really grasp you. And I like his use of rakes, the rake and the rakes adroit tines, pruned rosebuds over time as they flush the gas of the night. I really like this, really a poetic too, the sound of it is really poetic. So we're very well done indeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And let me see here. Jean, sorry.
I know. Everybody always forgets me. It's okay.
I'm getting confused the last 20 minutes of the show. What can I say?
Okay. I was confused for the first 40. It's all good.
There you go. We balance each other out.
Absolutely.
And your thoughts?
I really like this piece by F. And, Pam, correct me wrong. It really strikes me as limerick. In my head, I kept thinking limerick. And I don't know that it's actually a true limerick, but it really struck me as one. So you're supposed to help me out with that, Pam. That was a question.
I would not count with being three lines per stanza.
I would not count
it as a limerick.
Well,
but it has the kind of rhyme and flow.
Yeah.
I feel like the first two lines of each stanza flows like a limerick.
Yeah, when I was reading it, I'm looking at it. But see, the thing is, when I looked at it again, you have three lines, a small space, and three lines. So that's a six-line total. And then he skipped like two or three lines.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then he did two more sets. But when I was reading it, it really was, I don't know, it just kept hitting me that way. And the third line and the sixth line, if you count all six of them, those two rhyme. I don't know. Somehow I was getting that.
You know what?
That sound in my ear.
I think you are right. I think what he did is he wrote limericks, but split them in half.
Maybe. I love the way it sounded, and it added to the personality of the piece. I guess that's one way to say it. And I loved his choice of form for it. But I kept going limerick, and I was like, and I'm thinking, you're going to be an ass when you get to the end of it. It doesn't work out that way. But it really did. So I was like, maybe not. but I really did it, and I enjoyed it. I loved his choice of form, and the use of wording was spot on, I thought, you know, because he made it all pull together. And each set of stanzas really worked well together, and I think that it was a good piece. It was a saucy piece, you know. I mean, it was it had a great I wouldn't say it was sexy, but it wasn't funny, but it had a touch of what felt like a humorous note to it, if that makes any sense. God, you know, forgive me. But anyway, I really liked the piece, Iff, and thank you so much for writing for us. I think you did an excellent job with it, and I enjoyed the piece for sure. So
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a clever and playful line, great wordplay, wonderful rhyme and flow. And I think saucy is a perfect word to describe this. Great lines all the way through, but I especially like fingers grab hair, there's musk in the air, the lady has thrown off all qualms. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we have next, Jean?
Oh, God, yes, she wants more from me. God, help me. Slave driver, I tell you. Okay, let me see. The next one I'm going to put up is Naomi's piece. That's the only reason I didn't have Jody read that one, because I understand that he is going to help her read hers. So,
yes.
Let me put it on the board. And this piece is called Unbridled Seduction by Naomi Sarah. And I have to open it up to see the name. That's terrible. Charles Grandant. So, Naomi, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, Jody starts it off.
Every other one? Is that right?
Yeah, you start. You start
every
out.
Other one, though. Or how many do I read at a time?
Yeah, the first and the last, I guess.
Huh?
Okay. Oh, I see the break. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Unbridled seduction. As I hear the key entering my door lock, my heart begins to beat there. Head held high, he strolls in with the ease gait of a feline. A 5-carat emerald cut diamond, not too blissy, just the right amount of sparkle. The right cut of jeans, tight, silhouette of legs flowing into shiny black stilettos that scream at me, unzip and slip them off, drifting to me in a midnight satin jacket, her arms and black veins upon butterfly wings wrapping around my neck. And I become the blossom that springs up in the heartbeat flutter. To her sybaritic serenade in sweet floral scent, her smile and silky, "Hello, babe, how was your day?" The sweetest melody on my eyes and ears, enveloping me in a warm blanket. As the start of the song that plays on and on, so soothing to my soul, I want her. Oh, how I want this one.
I waltz into his arms, burying my face in his neck, and laugh as he tips me over, pressing his lips firmly to mine, drinking him in as a sip of tequila, my elixir, when melting over rocks, enjoying his distinct flavor as I savor the creamy smoothness of his tongue. Then removing his shirt, I kiss and glide my tongue over his shoulders and chest, inhaling an array of tropical fruit, caramelized sugar, and floral notes outlined with a peppery spice. I want him. Oh, how I want this man.
Ravaged by a savage jungle fever, we shed our clothes, thighs pressed to thighs, lips, mouth, fingertips, carving our love, our hopes, our dreams, and fiery streaks of sulfurous sunsets engulfed in each other's skin. The rising moon caught in our throats with each swell of our unbridled cries and moans. As we prowl through the streets, hunting and devouring the portals of one another's bodies, like starved animals after a long drought. End poem.
Nice job.
Great read, both of you, and a wonderful collaboration between you, Naomi, and Charles Gradante. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was a wonderful piece. And I have to say, it was tough for me because I liked the first section that Charles had written, apparently. And it just quite a few stanzas, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanzas on it.
We wrote them together.
Then I don't feel silly because I like the first set of stanzas and I thought that they met the prompt well. And then the second set of stanzas, which you read, Naomi, for the sake of defining it, I like that as well because I think that also met the prompt. And then in the end, it pulled together, and I think, I think that more or less reflected the image that I had put into the contest. So I think the piece was really well-rounded and definitely, an awesome take on the prompts. So I think that was just fabulous. And wonderful job, both of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great comment. And
Jody,
your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it was a great collaboration. Just trying to figure out how I was going to enveloping in a warm blanket. I don't know where I thought that was enveloping, but
okay.
I almost started laughing at myself right in the middle of reading. I thought it was an evocative exploration of passion and intimacy between two lovers. Vivid language, draws the reader in to their shared world of intense emotions. I like the use of the phrase, thighs pressed to thighs, and hunting and devouring. I thought, that was just highlighted the physicality of the encounter between the two lovers. Overall, I thought it stood out for its ability to convey the depth of human connection through the, lens of the physical desire that they felt, obviously, for each other. Very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. And this is a wonderful collaboration. I really enjoy and appreciate how the both of you work together throughout the whole poem. I found all the way through there just wonderful, seductive imagery, a great sense of longing and desire, passionate lines. I like the lines that mention the genes that fit perfectly. And then removing his shirts, I kiss and glide my tongue over his shoulders and chest, inhaling an array of tropical fruits, caramelized sugar and floral notes outlined with a peppery spice. I want him. Oh, how I want this man. And thighs pressed to thighs, lips, mouth, fingertips, carving our love, our hopes, our dreams, and fiery streaks of sulfurous sunset. And all the way through, though, there's such brilliant imagery and metaphors, wonderful seductive lines, and very well done.
Nice.
What do we have next?
Well, next one I'm going to put up is for Jody to read, and this is called Numbers for Love by Saggy Rat. So whenever you're ready, Jody, there you go.
All right. Numbers for Love. Four eyes open totally enthralled, knowing what is there. Senses are awakening. Each one wants to share. Two mouths, one upon the other, kissing long and deep. Butterflies in your stomach, memories to keep. Four hands, search and feel. Exploration of each other, sensations flowing now. each sticking out a lover. Two breasts and erect nipples, teased out by a tongue, motive as in passion. Bra just hangs undone, two bodies together in love. Entwined in pure desire, delight to be experienced. Passion set on fire, two sexes joined as one. One hard, one soft, combined, all the hot, sweet movement, love is well defined. And poem.
Great read, Jody. I have to say, this is definitely the kind of math that I could get into.
Yeah.
I like these numbers. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I really liked it, you know. Yeah, the math, the numbers, four eyes, you know, the four, the two, the one plus one is two, two plus two is four. And, you know, so all the way through, you're always thinking of, you know, the matching up of these numbers. I don't know, but I was. And the two, yeah, it was really, really something else, you know. Two bodies together in love, entwined in pure desire, delight to be experienced, passion set on fire. You know, it's just a wonderful ride all the way through. And I love, you know, love the title, Numbers for Love. Goes a lot, you know, just uniquely creative. And, yeah, great share for tonight. Something mm-hmm. that we don't see all the time, you know, something different. And I like the name Saggy Rat.
That is a fun name. Yeah. And yeah. Great, great comment. Jean, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought this was a well-done and creative piece. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was a well thought out write because, you know, you had to sit and think about where he was going from spot to spot. And I think he did a fine job with that. So nice job, Saggy Rat. And I hope to hear more from you later on. I'm not familiar with the name and it's definitely new to me. So, but I enjoyed the piece very much. And thank you for sharing with us tonight. Absolutely.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was definitely an intimate, you know, poem, you know, encountering the intensity of the two lovers. I liked how he skillfully used the numerical motifs to emphasize, you know, the unity. What is that? Me plus you equals us? Is that some kind of calculus, right? But yeah, it has a great imagery too. I love the imagery. You can almost feel the butterflies in the stomach at that point in the poem. You know, I just thought it was very heartfelt and sensuous portrayal of his love and desire for that moment that was shared between two people. Great, very great, right?
Absolutely. I have to agree. Clever and fun sensuality throughout. Very well done. And what do we have next, Jean?
Well, I'm going to read the next piece, and this is called After Work by Joe Brass. So let me put this up. After work. No effort you possess me. Scorching, drilling eyes, but not time now. First, I hear your heavy gait sauntering in after your midnight shift. The navy blue coveralls unzip to reveal your hairy torso. Weapon. Not seeing you, you slowly move closer. Your sweaty scent precedes you. Head floats like a balloon. Reel me back in. To live in your scent and it collects in my skin is out. After all night working on freight train, heavy maintenance, instant arousal, hardness. Rapid breathing, tingling, imagining falling for you like so many times before. Torture me with your gifts of sweat, touch, heavy breathing, full weight hardness upon me in full frontal naked. Feed me you, the winner, no effort, and the poem.
Great read, Jean, and what a wonderful sensual write by Joe Braz. Such amazing visceral imagery, a treat for all the senses as he brings in sight and scent and sound. Wonderful sensual line speaking on the intoxication of love and desire. So very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like this. You know, your sweaty scent precedes you. Head floats like a balloon. Reel me back in to live in your scent. And, you know, like you said, Pam, it is a gift for all the senses. And especially, the scent. Of course you have the heavy breathing there. And yeah, you have quite a few scents, and the feeling, the touch. So yeah, all the way through. So great write by another new name, Joe Braz, you know, along with Saggy Rat and the other one. Like you said, Phil, quite a few new names in the poems tonight. Well, for me, so that's awesome to see. Really awesome.
Absolutely.
Great write.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. Great comment, Naomi. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was, he dove right into the visceral and intimate experience. I thought a very palpable sense of anticipation and the physicality of presence. Yeah, he had all the senses, sight, smell, touch, intertwining. You know, I thought he did a very good job with that throughout the poem. The imagery and the metaphors he used to, navigate the realms of physical exhaustion, and the emotional invigoration that, kind of contrasted throughout, working on the freight trains, heavy maintenance, with the immediacy of instant arousal, hardness, rapid breathing, tingling. That is pretty cool how he did that and explored the physical labor of it. Overall, I thought that it was a very compelling exploration of desire's physicality and the interplay of sensory experience. So very well done.
Absolutely.
Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Oh, gosh, where did I put it? It's here, yes. I thought that it was just an excellent sensual piece, great imagery, and very well expressed thoughts. I really enjoyed it, and I picked it up from No Effort You Possess Me, Scorching Drilling Eyes, But Not Time Now. First I hear your heavy gait sauntering in after you, after your midnight shift, the navy blue coveralls unzipped to reveal your hairy torso weapon. Not seeing you, you slowly move closer. Your sweaty scent precedes you. Head floats like a balloon. Reel me back in to live in your scent, and as it collects in my skin as out. I thought it was well done. So nice work, Joe, and thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And great show tonight, Jean.
Yes, and guess what? We're going to have a Frisky Friday. Just thought I'd let you all know. So anyone who wants to participate and, read a few more of these pieces. We have plenty to choose from. So we have, we have Jacqueline Odette, and we have Love Note, and we have Jessica C. Wheeler and Dupe Dita, 2446, Back to Life, and Blue Leader 1. So the pieces we'll have on Friday night, just in case somebody didn't hear their own, they'll know where it's at. And
I have one, too, I didn't even put in.
I was going to say, it's not even on my board. What is that?
No, I literally finished writing it and then jumped on the list and seen there's 28 rides. Like, oh, well, okay, I'll wait for the carryover.
Yeah, we can put that right on Friday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't even submitted it yet. I was deep in the rabbit hole. I even forgot to turn the show on. Like, oh dang, it's almost 11. I better hurry up.
You heard that, girls? You forgot us. He forgot us.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I can forgive anything, but I cannot be forgive being forgotten.
That's right.
Everyone
came
likes to
that.
If you, what you mean, you understand.
I love it. But, yeah, so yes, that's the perfect time to put that piece in, Jody, and we'll be happy to have you join us if you care to and read it for us. Heck, we're always happy for readers. And, yes, thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Pam, for co-hosting with me. Thank you, Jody, for calling in and being our deep voice.
Daddy sing bass.
And, yes, always
Mama
fun. Always fun. I think I missed that. But, yes, absolutely. So thanks, everybody, and thanks for everyone who wrote for the show. I really appreciate everyone. So y'all take it easy, and well, I'll be here on Friday. Take care.
All right, good night.
Thank you much.
Good night, everybody.
Very cool. Good night.